our first non-specific podcast. Reed Kerr here with lovely wife Kimberly.
Hello.
And today we're just goofing around a little bit, right?
Yes.
Lots of things come up. We've got a thing we're going to do today. Since this is our first podcast, we're going to try to give somebody something. Explain what we're doing there, Hen.
Well, we're both kind of into TV shows in general, but, absolutely, you know, growing up in the 70s and 80s, when TV shows used to actually have real theme songs, I thought it might be fun if we had like a little trivia contest playing little sound bites from theme shows from, you know, theme songs from TV shows from the 70s and 80s.
Okay.
And play like 5 seconds of each. And, you know, whoever emails us and guesses the most correctly wins a $10 gift card.
Okay. To what?
To Amazon.com.
All right. And so if more than one person gets it right, we'll be very surprised. But then we'll draw for a winner.
Sure.
Randomly select. Okay. And these will be spaced out over the course of the podcast. So no skipping. No skipping, right?
Yeah, we're not going to play them all right now, so you can just listen to the first 5 minutes and then
you can cash in our 10 bucks and then skip your way off to buying the new whatever, the new Hanson album, whatever.
Hey, Amazon, it's actually a good time to win an Amazon gift card because right now, in the month of May, they have 1,500 albums for $5. $5 each, I should say. Yeah, not $1,500 for just $5.
That'd be a hell of a buy right there.
It sure would.
I purchased a couple of those. I'll be honest with you already.
You've purchased more. Well, every month they have 500.
Oh, I set the little Google calendar thing to go off on the 1st and 15th of every month when I get paid. So.
Well, if you followed them or liked their page on Facebook, you would have already known that. When I got on my Facebook this morning, it said like 1,500, you know, $5 albums.
They send me emails. They rejected my friend request. Something about a restraining order. I didn't know.
You're an Amazon stalker.
Yeah. Well, one of the things you can also do on Amazon is one of the things that we've just now discovered. We have a little magic box in our life.
We do.
And for once, that's not a sexual reference.
It's not about, my nickname anymore.
No. It's talking about the what is it? The Roku box.
The Roku box.
Yes. Let me start with this. We hate our cable, and then we got rid of our cable and we got DirecTV, and we're not really a big fan of that either.
Well, it's just very expensive, I think, for what you get.
There's a crap load
of stuff.
They kind
of rope you in the beginning into, you know, all these special deals and all that crap, and you get your premium channels for free and all that, and then, you know, a year into it, you're back to paying. We pay, what, $85 just for, like, the, not basic, but whatever package we have, plus HBO and Showtime, which we're getting ready to drop.
It's like $86 for, like, 260 channels, of which we watch maybe 12.
That's probably
four local channels, not counting HBO and Showtime, which we don't watch.
If
Californication's on, we watch Showtime.
Right.
True Blood's on, we watch HBO.
Right. Which this summer, you know, True Blood's coming back and, you know, we got to watch that. And I don't know when Dexter's going to be back, but we definitely got to watch that.
When is Dexter back?
I don't know. Doesn't it start sometime in the summer?
I really don't remember.
I don't know. I've got all that screwed up. But I think True Blood comes back in June, so that's just next month.
FX does a great job of rotating their promos like that. Because I know Rescue Me is about to come up as soon as Justified is over.
Yeah.
So they're good at that.
Yeah, next week is the season finale of Justified. Yeah.
Yes, for the season.
That would be so sad.
Oh, I think people get shot. I think a lot of people get shot. I'm fairly sure that a lot of people get shot in this one. But the Roku box is something we've been goofing around with. A friend of ours gave it to us, our buddy Todd. He got Apple TV, which I assume is better than the Roku box.
Well, you know, and that's kind of where this started. I know a few people that have Apple TV, and mm-hmm. it's something that I am still interested in. But for the time being, anyway, Apple TV does not do Hulu Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the Hulu Plus app on my iPad and really, really like it because they play, you know, current television shows if we happen to miss it or whatever. You know, just like if Desperate Housewives is on tonight, it'll be on Hulu tomorrow.
Right. So, and it will suck there too, right?
You're right, it will.
I gave up on Desperate Housewives this season, and I have not regretted it at all. I watched every season, every episode up until this year, and I went, this is going to have too much Brian Austin Green in it. I'm done.
I noticed that you gave up on Desperate Housewives right after the stripper left.
The lesbian stripper, Julie, what's her name?
Julie Benz.
Yes.
From Dexter.
Yes. when she left as the lesbian stripper after the little fantasy scene with the syrup, it was all downhill from there. I mean, what are they going to have? What are they going to have that's going to hold my attention? A five-way after that? Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, it just got a little too ridiculous. But it's better to watch that through Hulu than have to pay for it and, you know, pay $86 a month for DirecTV.
Right. And we started talking about that, about actually dropping our DirecTV or cutting it back to something very, very basic. Mm-hmm. If we could watch, you know, the network shows that you and I watch, if we could watch it either on Netflix or Hulu, because each of them are $7.99 a month for unlimited streaming. So I think it was last weekend, I actually kind of started investigating the different ways. Because, you know, like Netflix, you can get it pretty much on anything. I think you can get it on your, you know,
on your watch.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, you can get it on your Wii. You can get it on your Xbox. You can get it on Blu-ray players, you know, and Apple TV and Roku and all that. And, but the Hulu thing was kind of the kicker for me because that is what I have been watching.
Right.
So, a couple months ago, one of our friends had mentioned to us that he had the Roku box because he had got Apple TV, hadn't been using the Roku, and offered to let us try it out. So trying it out turned into him just giving it to us.
He's a good friend.
Yeah.
We do owe him dinner at some point.
So you didn't really seem too enthused about it until we got it home and plugged it up.
In my defense, I don't know what any of these things are. I don't know what the hell they are. I don't know what they do. I don't know where they go. We had the Windows Media Live thing for a while, which enabled us to hook a hard drive up to our computer.
Right.
And I really liked that. And it's quasi-legal implications. But we kept talking about Roku and Apple TV, and I really didn't know what they were. It's some of the... You couldn't explain it to me. I had to see it. And once I saw it, and once I realized that I can go onto Netflix and watch, you know, like since we got it hooked up, I've watched the whole fourth season of 30 Rock again, which is one of my favorite shows. And that's one I hadn't seen since it came on. And I'm able to just download it. And it's just the coolest thing ever. You know?
Yeah, I think you stayed up like all night that night watching 30 Rock episodes that you'd already seen. 22 minutes
a pop. Boom, boom, boom. There you go. In and out. Yes, I'm very impressed with it. And it's got... And I'm impressed with it. I noticed that you are just impressed at the concept of it. You don't really watch much. You just... You
I
go
just
to
flip
the schedule
and look
and
see
flip,
what's there.
Flip, 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 channel. Flip,
you're right.
Flip, movies,
I do.
Movies, stuff. Oh, I'd like to see that. Not now, but at some point in the future. Flip, flip, flip.
That happens to me when I have too much to choose from.
Yeah.
You know, if there were like 10 TV shows on there or whatever, I'd be like, oh, well, let's watch this. Mm-hmm. But when there's like 100 different series to watch, I really have difficulty picking which one I want to watch.
And that's how we wound up watching Ghostbusters the other night.
Oh my God, that's so true. The night that we brought it home,
did we watch? We watched the newest thing? No. Did we watch something that just came out the other day? No. What did we watch? We watched friggin' Ghostbusters.
And we actually didn't even watch that on Netflix. We started watching The Other Guys, which was Marky Mark, and he probably hates it that everybody still refers to him as Marky Mark.
Yep.
Marky Mark and Will Ferrell in The Other Guys.
Right.
But we were kind of disappointed because it's not in HD.
Yeah, it was. It looked like I was watching it and it's like stolen off somebody's phone.
Yeah, it really didn't look good. So we kind of started investigating that and realizing that some of them are in HD, some of them aren't. I think the ones that are from Stars, they have some kind of, Netflix has some kind of deal with Stars, and those don't seem to be in HD. So we started kind of flipping around from that. Hulu really doesn't have any movies. If they have any, they're kind of like documentaries, that type thing.
Right.
So there's this other channel on Roku called Crackle. And I'd actually just downloaded that for my iPad like a day or so before that, but really hadn't played around with it much. But it is kind of the same concept. It's all free. You don't have to pay anything for it, unlike the subscriptions to Netflix and Hulu. But we actually ended up watching Ghostbusters.
So we really have no taste. We have no idea what's going on.
Hey, now Ghostbusters is a great movie, but it is odd that we ended up watching that.
It's 25 years old.
Well, I kind of turned it on just to see what it was like and what the quality was like.
And the quality of Ghostbusters was better than the quality of the
other guys. It was. I mean, it was clearly an older movie, kind of darker and everything, but it wasn't grainy like The Other Guys was.
Yeah.
So I kept starting to turn it off and try to find something else to watch. And we just sat there and sat there and sat there and kept watching it.
I hadn't watched it in probably 20 years. So
maybe I can't say the same.
Not the best use of our time, but it was fun.
Yeah.
And man, I watch a lot of stuff on the Roku now, just scanning around and finding. I downloaded a channel from Madison, Wisconsin, where I watched high school baseball highlights from somewhere in Wisconsin the other night, just to see what was on.
Good Lord, why?
It was there. I didn't know. They had all these channels. They had like the news channel, and they have like the rerun of the 9 o'clock news, and they have the all sports channel, which was like 51 seconds, because nobody does local sports anymore. And then they had like urban something or other. And I thought, well, what the hell is urban mean in Wisconsin? What are you following the Green Bay Packers around? Wisconsin not home to a lot of black dudes, you know, from everything I've heard. But I just, that's the kind of weird stuff that I wound up watching, and now I can do that for free on the Roku.
I started end up watching like documentaries and stuff. And then yesterday we watched like the casting special for Glee,
right.
You know, because that's a show that we watch. So I don't know. It's kind of cool. We're still kind of getting used to it and kind of seeing what it has on there.
I think what we're evolving to is where every avenue will have something. Like, for example, Apple TV will have this and this, but it won't have this. If you get this, you got to go to the Roku box, but the Roku box won't have the first run stuff that you got to have on the cable or the whatever. It seems like everything is going to be missing one piece to what you want.
Now, I will say there's a couple benefits to Apple TV. First of all, you can play through your things through iTunes, meaning that people that have Apple TV can listen to this podcast on their TV.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. You can also set it up so that it recognizes your network in your house. And any files that you want to play, I mean, like music or movies or whatever, you
sex
can
tapes,
play.
Whatever, yes.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. As long as it's in the approved Apple format, which, of course, is the problem. If you have the...
they're proud of that format, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. You can't play like an MPEG or... what's the standard movie file extension? It starts with an A.
For Apple?
AVIs.
AVIs, yes.
Okay, you can't play AVIs on it. It has to be converted into some kind of Apple format, which that was kind of my hesitation because we actually do have a lot of movies and stuff already. But if we couldn't, you know, do that, and I think that's something that there's probably some program you can do on a Windows computer, but, you know, they're pretty much wanting you to have a Mac.
Yeah.
They're trying to take over the world.
They're pulling you in.
But anyway, other than that, it had everything except for Hulu. So, and it's only $99. I mean, Apple TV is really not expensive.
Mm-hmm. The Roku is like 60, I think.
Yeah, there's three
or
different.
Free if you know our friend.
Yeah, there's three different models of the Roku, and the cheapest one is $59, and I think the highest end is like $99. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the differences are. They all seem to have HD, right. So I don't really know what the difference is.
Right. Which I don't ever want to watch something not in HD again. I've totally HD snobbed.
Yeah, we've really gotten used to it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's break them off a little something.
You want to play some
Kim,
clips?
Let's. Okay. Here's a couple of our sound bites for this week. We're going to give you some TV theme songs. We give them to you one at a time. We give you 5 seconds, which I don't believe is long enough for you to Shazam it. So
you know, I tried to Shazam some things earlier, and it didn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really recognize the theme songs. I'm sure maybe some of them they would. But you're right, 5 seconds isn't long enough.
Okay, whenever you are ready there, DJ.
Okay.
Okay, there's one. All right, you ready for the second one?
I'm ready.
Here's number two. If you missed that one, I'm going to punch you in the face. That's kind of easy, and it was a top 10 hit. You want to do one more?
Here? One more.
Okay, one more. Here's number three.
Yeah, we're going to do a total of 10. Did we tell them that?
I'm sure we did. I don't
remember. Okay.
Okay.
That's all you get.
I got all three of them, so I'm ready. I'm good. I'm now, eligible to win.
You're ineligible, but you probably would have got them all anyway.
Yes. I'm freakish that way.
Yeah, you are. And 80s music.
Yes. Okay, write those down or go ahead and start sending us the email to donkeytaco@gmail.com. That's donkeytaco, just as stupid as it sounds, donkeytaco@gmail.com. Send us all 10 of them. If you get them, If you're the only one who gets them, you're a winner. If not,
can you believe that Gmail account wasn't already taken?
It was taken. I just stole it. Can I tell that story? Don't you tell that story. Am I admitting to a federal crime? Okay.
I don't think so. Okay, it's obviously something no one was using.
A while back, Chris Stuckey and I were looking for a name to kind of brand our pop culture podcast. And everything relevant was taken. Any business... Okay, for example... the website that's like eBay that is for crafts that people sell stuff on, what's that called?
Etsy.
That is not a word. Etsy is just something that they made up so that they could have eBay, for example. eBay and Nabe or Baby. These are just things that you make up and everybody starts saying them and then...
I know there was some reason. There's some kind of explanation for why they called that eBay.
It was something. It was the guy owned some property in something bay.
Oh.
And he was trying to get that. And that was, it's one of those, whatever your name of your bay is, there's a million other housing developments with the same thing. So he wound up just calling it eBay. And now eBay is, it's a term, it's a verb, it's a noun. It's hey, just eBay that thing over there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So we were coming up with a name, and my thought was to come up with something that is easily understood. For example, my name is Reed. There's 11 different ways to spell Reed. If I tell you to email me at reed@gmail.com, no two people are going to put it the same way. R-E-E-D, R-E-I-D, R-E-A-D, R-I-E-D, R-E-D-E. Some of you people aren't even trying. So I said it's got to be a name that people will understand. And from that, Donkey Taco was born. Donkey Taco, and...
It's just so ridiculous. It makes me laugh every time we say it.
Giant shell with a donkey sticking out of it. Think about it.
Yeah. You really need somebody to draw that up for you.
Well, I have had that.
Oh, well, I have no talent.
From there, we set about to, you know, of course, whatever you do, you have to set up all your social media. So we have a Donkey Taco Facebook page. We have a Donkey Taco Twitter that someone else has already taken. And DonkeyTaco@gmail.com was taken. And I was very upset because, to begin with, I couldn't remember if I had taken it or not. Because when all this happened, I tried to get Donkey Taco on as many different platforms as I could right then before we announced it. Because I knew somebody else, you know, if we say, hey, we're going to be at DonkeyTaco.com and you don't have that already purchased and bookmarked, then somebody will slap gay porn up at it. And we're not doing that yet. So I went to Gmail and I tried to log in to DonkeyTaco@gmail.com, and I entered the passwords that I always use. Didn't work. Tried the other one, doesn't work. So I went to the security questions because I thought, maybe I put it in there, and I didn't remember it. And the security question, the security question itself, it just said America. And so I thought back to Team America, World Police, and I just typed in, "Fuck yeah." Which is the name of the, I guess, the theme song to that movie. And it let me in.
I don't know how you made that leap. If it would have said Team America, I can see that. But just America.
We hang around with different quality of people.
I guess. I mean, I remember the song from that movie.
But anyway, I got into it and the guy had just used it to register on porn sites. There was no correspondence from anywhere. It hadn't been used in, I think, since like 2008. So I thought, okay, no big loss here. So I have usurped the hell out of it.
I'm just amazed that anyone else would ever even put those two words together.
That's what I do.
Donkey Taco.
Donkey Taco. It might have been a spam bot, actually.
I don't guess so.
I mean,
but Donkey you do Taco actually have a Twitter.
Yes. Donkey Taco actually seems like one of those things that when you're entering data somewhere else, that would pop up as the screen captcha. Enter these two words. Donkey Taco. We do have a Twitter. It's DonkeyTaco_com.
Yeah.
So, and we're working on getting the other one because that guy's squatting on it and he's just sitting around somewhere high and he's not using it. So.
Yeah, he hasn't posted anything for like 195 days.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's how we got DonkeyTaco@gmail.com. That's where you'll need to email us with your answers. We'll get more coming up here in a couple of seconds. Okay. One of the other things that we did this past week, you did and then I did, we made ourselves all pretty. We got pedicures.
We did.
Friday before
That's
last.
How we celebrated Good Friday.
Yes. I have never had a pedicure before, and I was not aware the bottoms of my feet were quite as ticklish as they are.
Oh, I knew they were ticklish.
Yeah, not another word, that ticklish.
That's how I torture you.
We go in, and it's this, it's, it used to be a Payless shoe store, actually. Mm-hmm. It's about a mile away from our house. I'd never been in there before. Hell, I'd never been in there when it was a Payless shoe store. That might be why they went out of business. But we go in, and there's people getting their nails done up front. And, you know, you got the old Oriental men with the glasses and the big surgical masks on, you know, like they're making crack for Wesley Snipes in New Jack City. And they just kind of point us around the corner.
You think they were naked under those jumpsuits?
They're wearing pants. So they lead us back into this big open room where you get your feet done. And there's a bunch of those massage chairs out. And so we plopped down in the massage chairs, and then nobody came to us for like half an hour.
Well, they had told me when I called to make an appointment that they were busy, and if we came over, because they take walk-ins, that if we came over that we'd probably have to wait. But we didn't have anything else to do, so it wasn't a big deal. And it actually turned out to be better. I figured we'd just be waiting like out in the waiting room.
Oh, no. We waited for free in a good massage chair. That would have cost us like $600 at the mall.
You're right. They charge like $1 a minute. So we did sit in the massage chairs for probably 30 to 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Just soaking up the pounding, basically. Then finally, they noticed that we've been sitting there the whole time, and they come over and they turn on the foot bath, sort of. And we don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, the woman just comes over. She's like, you want me to fill it up with water? And we're like, yeah, sure. I mean, we're just sitting beside each other, kind of like talking, playing with our like phones.
Water, sure, whatever. Water, cheese, whatever. Fill it up, yeah. And she turns on the faucets, and then she just leaves. And our water's filling up and getting higher. And I think, well, the jets will kick in any second now, and it'll start kicking it around here. I'm thinking it's like a sink, that there's some kind of a, you know, exhaust in it. No, there wasn't.
So I'm looking at you, and you're looking at me, and I'm like, I don't think these are going to shut off. they're getting ready to overflow, and they turned mine on before they turned yours on, so mine was overflowing faster. And the water was really super hot by that point, too.
So we yelled, and they came running, and, you know, I assume it was Korean. I don't know. That language has a lot of vowels in it. I don't get anything they're saying.
Yeah.
It's completely unsimilar to anything that I speak, which is really not much of anything, so... they brought all the towels over that I hope they will wash later, and had to clean the floor, basically, so we didn't get electrocuted. That was fun.
Do you think that cleaning the floor is any dirtier than scrubbing our feet off with those towels?
Sex of one, half dozen of your mother. You know, it's probably about the same. And then I didn't know what to get. There was something on there that I thought was some kind of Oriental chicken. It was lemon orange something or other, and I didn't want it on my feet.
Yeah, they had a little menu that you could choose from. There was like a honey and milk pedicure. There was the something orange, you're right. Mm-hmm. Then there was just a regular standard manicure or pedicure. Then there was the spa pedicure, which is what we wanted to get.
Right. Which was good. I'd never had one of those before.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was not bad. Although they didn't offer to paint my nails, which I don't know if I should be offended at that.
I'd actually already picked out a polish for you, too.
Thank you, baby.
Navy blue.
I could rock the navy blue.
I think so.
I have a woman. I don't have to worry about it. But they didn't even ask. I guess that's just part of being here, and not a whole lot of folks in Texas go, yeah, give me the navy blue on my toes.
You're right. It is Texas.
Yes.
But yeah, we did discover that while you were getting your... feet sanded and all that other stuff, that pretty much any time she would touch you on the bottom of the foot, you would giggle like a little girl.
Yeah, that's not good. I'm very sensitive down there. That's where I keep my soul. Yes. And she thought it was funny, too. Her torturing me was great. It was like,
it was amusing.
It was like, you know, when you're a kid and like your uncle will play with you and like hold you up until you pee on him. It was almost like that, because she was just tickling my feet, and then she would laugh, and you would laugh, and she would laugh at you, laughing at me, and it was great.
Yeah. One thing that I'd actually never been in, you know, a nail salon that was primarily, I say primarily, but it really, all of them were Korean or I don't
Asian
know what they were. Yeah, they were Asian of some sort. And it made me think of the Seinfeld episode where Elaine had gone to her nail salon and she was sure that they were talking about her, which they were. And she brought George's dad in because he spoke Korean. And I really did feel a little bit uncomfortable because that they would all, there were several of them working, and they would all kind of yell back and forth at each other, and they start laughing and carrying on or whatever. And you're just sure that they're like talking about what horrible shape your feet are in, or, you know, they're laughing at you just getting a pedicure in general, or I don't know.
See, and I'm unnerved at that because I know how to say red in a lot of languages. You know, Spanish guys can't talk about me. Hispanic guys can't talk about me speaking Spanish because I know I hear Rojo that's redhead. Hey, shut the fuck up. Hey. You know, I sick Bill O'Reilly on him and he chases him out of the state. But Korea, I have no idea. It's the first time I've ever been around for that period of time because we were in there for like an hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just sounds like gibberish to me. I'm not, that's, strangely enough, growing up in, you know, a town of 6,000 people in East Texas, Korean was not one of the options for foreign language. My foreign language choices were Spanish or woodshop, and that was really all I got. And so...
Well, even in Ohio, all we had was Spanish. Of course, like the next school over, they also had the option of French, but my school kind of sucked. So
we had French, but nobody took it, so we didn't get it. I signed up for French.
I don't know why anybody that lives in Texas would take anything other than Spanish. That was one thing that kind of upset me a couple years ago when I was looking for a job, that so many of the jobs said, like, you know, being bilingual was required.
There's a lot of people around here who only speak one language.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. I see at our bank, I see that a lot. They have bilingual hot tellers. So.
It's not that I don't think that, you know, it's beneficial to businesses. Right. I mean, my office, we have, you know, a few people that are bilingual. But I don't know, as a requirement, it just kind of ticked me off.
Well,
but anyway.
Well, it's not like businesses aren't in the crapper already. They want money from any possible source they can.
I suppose that's
so
true.
So if you got to come in and you only speak Spanish and you're bringing us your life savings and your boot, we'll take it. So after that, the next week, I went in. I had a massage. You gave me a massage for Christmas.
And a few short 4 months later, you decided to cash that in.
And it's at the massage school. Okay, I didn't want to start a new semester at the massage school. I wanted to know what was going on. So I go into the massage place.
Okay, now don't make me sound like really cheap because I got you a massage.
It was a full hour, though.
Yeah, I
got
you a massage.
You had bought me a half hour with a pro before.
Right, last year for your birthday, I got you the massage, but it was like half an hour because it was like 50 or 60 bucks, something like that, for half an hour.
It was, and the woman was sort of methy. So okay, just from bottom up, if you guys can picture this at home or at work, wherever you're listening, the bottom rung is where I put the strippers. Actually prostitutes, crack whores, prostitutes, then strippers. Then above that, I probably go with massage techs, and then above that, cosmetologists. Not that there aren't great people in all of these, and a lot of them are really wild in the sack.
I hope you get hate mail.
I probably will. DonkeyTaco@gmail.com. I'll personalize the apologies. How about that? So I go in this place. And it's a school, and like the entranceway
is tiny.
It's like the size of a closet.
It is really small.
And I had to sit there, and they gave me, you're here for the appointment? Okay, fill this out and come back. And so I'm filling it out, and it's basically, do you have a heart condition? Do you have anything wrong with you? Is there anything you don't want us to touch? Now at the bottom, it's got this you know the diagram of the naked guy we send off into space, you know, the Da Vinci thing with the arms spread and all that? Basically, it had that front and back, and then the same for a woman. And it said, circle the areas that you want us to concentrate on. So, you know, if you have, like, a bad shoulder or something, you really want it rubbed on. And there's a big black porno-style bar across the crotch, across the nipples, and then across the, you know, the Mahunkus area on the backside of the drawing, and it says, under no circumstances will we touch any of these. You know, it doesn't matter if your doctor says you got to get those testicles massaged, Bob, or you're going to explode. Don't come into the massage school.
I think they've been burned on that before. That's why they had to be specific.
It looked like the disclaimer, the boilerplate notice, had been rewritten five or six times. Like every time somebody gets one over on a poor massage student girl or guy, and then they got to rewrite it. So I resisted the urge when I walked in when she goes, okay, so what can I work on for you? Oh, my crotch and my nerves. Have at it. They're just sore. Rub them down. Anyway, I go back, and my massage technician was Ashley. She reminded me a lot of Sam on the last season of Scrubs, who's also on that Happy Ending show, which I don't care a whole lot for yet.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But I barely saw her because I went in, got almost naked. I didn't get totally naked. I got naked for the professional massage. I didn't want to scare off the students, so I kept the underwear on. You're laughing.
I'm laughing.
I didn't. It seemed like a nice place.
Well, they were
going
to touch that area anyway.
Exactly.
So.
What I should have done was take off the underwear and then put a big black bar across it. You know, big black thing of tape.
You'll know for next time. Take some electrical tape with you.
Yes.
Or black duct tape.
So I come in. She starts rubbing me down. And it's very good. You know, she goes all over. Goes a little bit farther down in the buttocks than I'd expected.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Not very far, but above the line, you know. You know, like that area that you can see when the cable guy comes over to your house. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
I can...
Don't remind me of that. You mean the shirtless cable guy?
When we got cable hooked up here at our house, we moved in about 3 years ago, the guy comes to show up, comes to hook it up and, you know, drill the holes and all that. And our cable company... doesn't do it themselves. They subcontract out to like Backwoods, Ozark, Toby Keith loving morons, basically. And this guy comes in. It's kind of raining outside.
Send the hate mail to
hate mail to donkeytaco @gmail.com, Mr. Keith.
Attention read.
And this guy comes in and does a couple things. And he goes back out to get his drill and he comes back in and his shirt is off.
Well, it was raining. In his defense, I think he got wet. I still wouldn't have taken my shirt off in a stranger's house, and especially with that dude's body.
No. He had the kind of body that made you want to swear off of bread. I mean, it was just, it's not good.
Yeah, he was made of dough.
It was not good naked. It was not like, Cinemax naked. It was like, oh, good God. And they drilled a hole in the wrong place, and it's just not good.
And you and
stuff.
I are both sitting on the couch, just like watching. We had this.
Why is he naked? And you don't want to just go, whoa, hey, put a shirt on there, Gunga Din. Come on. You just want to jump on that. Anyway, back to nudity. I got rubbed down. She was not naked. I was very proud of myself because it was a good, and I asked for like the hard pressure. I wanted her to really, you know, beat the crap out of me. And I did that for an hour, and at no point did I moan, groan, make a sexual innuendo, run my hand anywhere it wasn't supposed to be? I didn't do any of that. I just laid there and took it. 40 is a very strange age. I'll just say that. I enjoyed it greatly.
I'm glad.
And then after that, I wasn't allowed to tip her. She's a student, so I just had to put $5 in their, like their lunch plan.
Really?
Something. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
If they're a pro, you can tip them. If they're a student, you can't. And at no point was anybody where any kind of endings offered or finishing me or anything like that. So,
one of my favorite episodes of Curb Your Enthusiasm is when he went to get the massage. And the chick is like, would you like me to finish you off? And he's just laying there and he's just like, yeah, sure.
He thinks like with hot oil or something.
Yeah. And so she starts, you know.
She starts grabbing him and bumping. And he's trying to say stop, but he's so confused it comes out backwards, and he's just going, pots, pots, pots. That
and
is
then
one
he finally says
out.
Stop, so yes. He actually stopped her, which would never happen in real life.
It could happen for me. It wouldn't really matter. I mean,
well, they would still be there.
Yeah,
that was a week ago. You'd still be there.
Exactly. The girl would have forearms like Popeye by the time she was done. That's probably a detail that, you know, we didn't need to go into there. Probably time for another soundbite, I would think. Let's.
You need to cleanse their palate now with some.
Exactly.
Okay, hang on a second. All right. So what's up?
All of our soundbites today, by the way, are played through the lovely iPhone, which we purchased for $7,000 2 years ago and is now available in like boxes of Rice Krispies, it seems like.
Now, come on now. The iPhone 5 is going to be coming out this year, and you're griping because they've reduced the price of the iPhone 3.
What do we have? The iPhone half? What do we?
I have the iPhone 3GS, which we bought almost 2 years ago for
$200. Almost $2,000.
$200.
Okay. That was the beginning of our little adventure in hell that is our phone bill.
Well,
okay. I'll just say this. We don't have time. We're going back to this. I know this. I have never met anyone who is happy all the time with their phone bill and also completely understands it. No one. If you ever dig into that thing, you will be confused for a day and a half. Just pay it.
Well,
they know better than you.
You know, the iPhone, we have it through AT&T, and AT&T totally rapes you on your bill. I mean, they know they've got you over a barrel because everybody loves the iPhone.
If you want it, you got to get it from them.
That's exactly right.
Or at least you did, yeah.
AT&T
once charged me 7 months for a phone line they didn't hook up.
Oh, yeah. They charged us 7 months for that?
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't get in there and beat somebody's ass?
This wasn't your phone line?
Oh, I thought you were talking about that one. When we signed up for the iPhone, remember, yes, we got DirecTV at the same time.
Right, they hooked
and
up
the
phone.
And we also were going to get the our phone through AT&T and all that crap. And then we just,
and
like...
And people started talking fast, and I didn't write everything down, and yeah, exactly.
And we never actually used it. It never actually was hooked up or
never
something
like
that.
Never made a call. Never.
Yeah. Because they offered us all these incentives, like, oh, if you...
Well, if you get your... If you, we can also give you this great deal. If you do this with your iPhone, we'll also give your internet service. We can do your internet service here, but you have the internet service, you got to have a phone. But... And like, then, like, the guy, like, takes me behind the woodshed. Hey, I tell you what, man. We got this thing on now where you get a $100 rebate if you get the if you get phone service in your house. So just keep the phone service, keep it for a month, then cancel it. Which is great, because you can't freaking do that. Because after the first month, you got to have the service for 60 days. So after the first month, after buying the equipment, after the first 2 months, the bill came to like $104. So
plus we bought a cable. Didn't we have to buy a DSL modem or some kind of crap?
Yes. If you would like that, that might be next week's prize, in fact.
I thought you sold that already.
I probably did. Who can tell around this house?
No kidding. But we did end up keeping the cable modem through the cable company because the DSL was like shitty.
The DSL was
slow.
Like $10 cheaper and about a fourth of the speed.
Yeah, it was crap.
And I've already, you can never go backwards in terms of technology. You can't go back to dial up. You can't go back to non-HD. I can't go, I'm the guy standing in front of the microwave yelling, come on!
Oh,
I
my
need
God.
Things faster.
Yeah, right. You're the guy in front of the microwave saying, come on. You put it on like 20% power. A damn easy bake oven could heat up your shit faster than that microwave.
To begin with, my love, it was just a metaphor.
Yes, I know, but that's a sore subject for me.
Well, that's because you cook stuff. You cook it until it's all like hard and crispy on the outside and still bloody and raw in the middle.
That is not true.
Weren't you going to play some sound bites like 10 minutes ago? People are at home waiting to win something from us. And then like, they started telling a story about their phone. And I just lost consciousness while I was driving. Swerved through a snow cone stand. You ready? Okay, this is number four. Cone. Number four. Have at it.
Okay, number four.
Okay, again, that one's not brain surgery.
Yeah, most if you don't know, get that one, that's gonna be most sad.
And no one I know will not know that, I believe. I've used it in production many, many a time. Okay, ready? This is soundbite number five. Number five. That one's a little tougher because I did not watch this show.
I'm aware of things. I loved this show.
You did?
Yes, I did. It's from the 80s. I'll give you a hint.
It's a very 80s soundtrack.
Yeah, it's
from
the 80s. And one more.
Want to get one more? Okay. Okay.
All right.
Women like that one.
Yeah, that's a favorite.
That's
of mine.
One, again, that I'm aware of, but I never watched. I would watch pretty much anything that went up against it because I'm just not into that kind of thing.
Well, there weren't a lot of options back then.
No. Okay. The next thing that I want to talk about was the my fine organ. Can I talk about that? Can we talk about my organ?
Weren't we just talking about your organ? That's what, you know.
They're unable to touch it? No. Yeah. I mean my Kimball Swinger organ. That even
Swinger,
sounds dirty,
yeah.
Too. I had, this is just kind of to illustrate two things here. One is that my life is a series of weird circumstances, and two, I hate it when people on Craigslist come over and want to haggle when you're trying to give them something. I got a Kimball Swinger organ from my cousin. It used to be in my uncle's house. Long story short, it used to be in my uncle's house in his pool room. I'd always go back there and play while the adults were upstairs, you know, playing cards and telling stories and all that. And
this
so,
is back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s, yeah. You know, this is the kind of organ. It's got the two keyboards on it, and it's got the little bass you know, drums with it, and you can hit a key and it plays the chords and bass and all that behind you. These are the kind of organs that they used to advertise on local television, where you'd have the one guy, very SCTV kind of commercials, you'd have like the one guy out front in a really bad suit. And if you come on down here to the Kimball Organ Store at Haneke Organs, or like, what's the sale in there? And behind you would be the wife with the semi-Pentecostal hair, and she'd be, you know, banging away on the Kimball Swinger or whatever the current model of organ was. It's fun for the whole family. DonkeyTaco.com, attention read again.
semi-Pentecostal hair, huh?
Well, I mean, it was the 80s. There was a lot of hair going on there. So, all right. He bought one of those. And this organ probably cost $1,000 back in the 80s. Now that would get you about a tank of gas. But I got one of these from my cousin. My uncle passed away a little while ago, and he gave it to me. So I bring it home, and it doesn't completely work, and I know that. And I'm going to clean it out and do something with it. I just want it, for one, for the memories, and two, for just to goof around a little bit on. I get home. My parents live about 3 hours away, and I walk in the door, and you go, there's an organ on Craigslist for sale. You didn't even say hi. You were just like, hey, let me tell you what you could have gotten here instead of driving all the way down there to go get
did
it.
Did I say it in my truck driver voice?
You did. You had a hat on. You're like, hey, here you go. Feed Fred.
Hang on to your ass, Fred.
We find that there's somebody also selling one of these for the grand total of $30, about 25, 30 minutes away from where we live. And it works. So I figure for $30... I can get it and just pretend it was my uncle's. You know, I've changed out some of the parts on it. It looks like my uncle's organ now. There's no way to say that without sounding dirty, so I'm going to move on.
Move along.
Yeah, we go on to, we go over to the place. We get it. We give the guy his $30. He's thrilled to get it out of his house.
Yeah, I mean, he said that he had been listing it on Craigslist for some time, and he started out trying to sell it for like $150 mm-hmm. or something, and finally it was just kind of like, rather than just give it away, which probably would have been his next option. Yeah. He was just like, just $30. I'll just drop it down to $30. And he had actually just put the ad in that day. And we called him and...
Mm-hmm. And this is... There's so many of those that apparently... And apparently they're all still in use because there's no value to them at all. Whether they work, whether they don't work, there's just not much there for that particular model. So we got it. I brought it back. And now suddenly, whereas, you know, 24 hours before I had no Kimball Swinger organs. Now I have two of them. I can put them canny corner to each other and pretend I'm Jonathan Cain from Journey back in the early 80s. And just, dun, 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 you know, just bang away at it. Just do a little Separate Ways, Worlds Apart, segue into Faithfully, you know, that kind of stuff. So I figure, okay, I don't need two of these. I don't really need one of these. But so I took the one that didn't work, switched out some of the parts on it. So this one still appears to be my uncle's organ. And I put an ad on Craigslist. And I didn't want anything for it. Here's what I want. You come, you get it, you get the hell out of here. That's all I want.
Yeah, I mean, the other guy is saying that he had such difficulty getting rid of his, and his worked perfectly. We were like, oh, well, no one's going to pay for this.
We don't have a house we can stash two organs in. You know, it's just not
with all the shit you've got in here.
No. So I put the other organ in the garage, which our garage, when it rains, the water goes right through the bottom of it. So, you know, 3 drops of rain, and this thing not only won't work, but it will come apart probably. And, you know, just a big mass of, you know, wet press board and, those bass pedals flying everywhere. So this guy's very excited to come out. And he comes out and he sets up an appointment with me, and he comes in and he like runs up. He's a tall, thin guy, and he's got like an organ tool belt on or something. Come to find out, he repairs these things. And he like walks up, and he's like kind of jogging up from the driveway, which is like only about 10 yards. And he sees it, and he just goes, oh, that's not what I thought it was. Like I was trying to rip him off. Like I was hot rodding the Kimball Swinger 500 1983 electric organ.
Well, to be fair, the picture that you had of this, you didn't put a picture up, right?
No.
Oh, no picture.
No picture.
I thought you put the picture that you had sent to me with the organ laying in the back of the van.
These things are not. But these you are not did Mercury say
that it was
this,
a Kimball Swinger 500. Right. You mentioned that in your Craigslist ad.
So the guy's telling me that he can't use it because he just wanted to strip it for parts or something. And so he like pulls the top open. And he says, "You know what you can do is you can take this and you can take this out. And you got a pencil eraser. You just scratch it with a pencil eraser on the other side. And that'll clean up the connections." And I'm like, okay, Freddie Kilowatt, I don't give a rat's ass. I want this out of my yard. We're playing with a Kimball Swinger organ from 1983 in my front lawn. I'm standing on grass right now, and I want it gone. I'm not going to fix it. I just want it out of here.
It was actually kind of nice of him to try to tell you how to fix it.
Yeah, I didn't want to fix it. If I wanted to fix it, I would have. If I were,
did you tell him the story how that when you walked through the door, we had to unload that damn organ?
No, that was my kicker. When he took it, I was going to go, hey, you know, I had two of those, but since he didn't, I was like, yeah, get out of here, you dick. Just take it. You're telling me he couldn't? He builds and repairs these things. He doesn't need an extra key or two, or the bass pedals off of it, or anything. He brought a trailer from like a half an hour away. Just take the damn thing. Take it. So actually, I wound up giving it to the Salvation Army. And they can play hymns and pass the tambourine and whatever else they need to do. They could probably use it better anyway.
I really wish I would have been here when they showed up, because I would have probably given them half your shit out there in the garage. Please, please take this. I'm sure there's some poor orphan child out there that would like 500 action figures and 3,000 comics.
Shut up. Why don't you play some TV theme songs?
Is that all you got to say? Just shut up?
Pretty much. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, there's not much to come back with for that.
I'm trying.
Try harder.
The sales of my childhood antiques are certainly financing a lot of things on your side of the ledger. I'll just say that.
Is that right?
Uh-huh. Give me a theme song. We're up to 7?
I think so. Yes, 7.
Okay, here's theme song number 7 for you. Again, you cannot miss that one.
I know. We've really got some easy ones here.
No, this is our first week.
Yeah.
This is our first week. Next week
we can do this again.
Next week when we give away the Kimball Swinger Organ 500, we'll make it a little tougher, you know? Okay. Number 8. Now serving number 8.
Well, that one was pretty damn
easy. That's going to be fairly easy. Okay. Way to go there, Wolfman Jack. Nice, okay. Nice spinning of the tunes.
The thing wasn't plugged all the way in.
Oh. All right. Well, that's a gimme. That's a gimme. That's number 8. Okay, so we got 2 left.
We have 2 left.
All right, give them 1. Okay. And we'll make them wait. Okay.
All right.
Very appropriate to where we are. Okay, 1 more to go after our next story or 2. Or 3. The other thing that happened to us in the last couple of weeks is the washer went out. Apparently, this is common enough that there were instructions on the internet how to fix it. I found it like that. The coupler basically broke, which means that the water fills up. And you hear things going, but nothing turns. Right. So like between the motor and the actual spinning parts, that's the thing what broke. There were instructions on the internet to fix them.
And I didn't. Where you could buy like the little $10 part.
Right. I am not handy. My people are not good with tools. And actually, I'm the only one in my family who's not. My grandfather built a house in 1938 that my mother and father still live in.
Mm-hmm.
I am not.
Yeah, if your parents would have been in town, your dad probably would have torn that thing apart and fixed it.
Anyone from my family could have fixed it, even the women. Me? No. Remember when I tried to hang that thing in the bathroom and I wound up just like knocking 6 screws through the drywall to the floor below?
That was disappointing.
That's great. That was lovely. Anyway...
Okay, so first of all, this washer. Yes. I brought this washer with me from Ohio. Mm-hmm. It's probably 10 to 12 years old. You know, it still appears to be in good shape. And I've not like I had a big family of 5 that I was always washing clothes for. So, I mean, it hasn't had the use that, you know, some people would have. But at the same time, I still kind of questioned whether we should get this thing fixed or not, or maybe try to find like a newer used washer from somebody on Craigslist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You did not really want to entertain that notion. You decided that we needed to get it fixed.
I thought it would be easier and cheaper to get it fixed.
Wrong.
Just hang in there. A guy that I works with has a guy who comes out and fixes his appliance and stuff. He works at some appliance repair place, but he does this on the side. That's what we ought to do. We ought to just call it appliance repair place and say, hey, this guy's going into business for himself. Anyway, he comes out and he fixes the piece.
Okay, first of all.
Which takes like this long.
whenever you told him what was wrong with it on the phone, mm-hmm. well, he took like 3 days to get back with us after you left a message, right. which really was not a good sign. But at the same time, I'm thinking, well, this is some guy that does this on the side. You know, it's not probably going to cost us a lot of money to get it fixed. That was the whole point in not calling just an appliance repair shop.
Right.
You know, because we figured that it would be cheaper. And like I said, it is an older washer. I didn't want to put hundreds of dollars in fixing this stupid thing and, you know, end up having to replace it a couple months from now.
Right.
So when you talk to him on the phone, you tell him what's wrong with it, and he tells you he thinks he knows what's wrong with it. And he kind of gave you a little bit of an estimate on what it would cost to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And you went ahead and told him to come on out and fix it.
Yes.
How much did he tell you that it was going to cost?
I don't remember. What was it, like 120?
It was like 140, 150, something that seemed kind of ridiculous. I'll tell you that it seemed high to me right off the bat because we had looked it up online and knew how cheap the part was.
Mm-hmm.
If I thought the motor was bad in the washer or something like that, then I would have understood that, you know, hey, this part's probably 50, 60 bucks, whatever, plus his labor. But right. anyway, but you'd already told him to come out.
Right.
And you weren't going to be there when he came. I was going to be here. So
how'd that go?
Well, he shows up. He was a nice guy. He comes in. He's kind of an older guy, probably, I don't know, in his 50s. I don't think he was as old as my dad. He's wearing his uniform from the place that he actually works. He comes in. I tell him what it's doing. He's like, yeah, I know exactly what's wrong with it. You know, we have this problem a lot. He comes in and he takes the cover basically off of it, which is the whole front and top of it. There's these little clippy things. He immediately knows, you know, he's got the thing off there in like a minute.
Right.
He doesn't even have to move the washer. I mean, it just sits there in place. He lays down on the floor. He, you know, is fooling around a little bit down there, and he's kind of talking to me at the same time. I'm sitting in the kitchen chair, like watching him, because our laundry room is right across from the dining room. So anyway, and he's like talking to me while he's doing this or whatever. And he was like, yeah, you know, this is probably going to seem like it doesn't take me very long to do it. But I've been doing this for 25 years. And, you know, like if you had to do it or something, it'd probably take you all day. I'm thinking, well, yeah, I probably would since I've never done it before. But okay. And I knew as he was saying this, that this was something that was going to take like 5 damn minutes. And, you know, so anyway, it took a little bit longer than 5 minutes, but I'm texting you at the same time and telling you that, you know, this is not going to take very long. And, you know, I think we're getting ready to get ripped off here.
And so what did the washer rapist do?
Well, so he, you know, gets that thing on there. He probably wasn't here a total of 15 minutes. He puts the cabinet thing back on. I did mention to him that I'd had a problem with the washer not being level. And, you know, while he was here, I thought maybe he could fix that. And he's like, oh, well, I can tell you how to fix that. He's like, you know, this washer is a self-leveler, blah, 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 blah. And he did show me that, like, if you tilt the washer towards you, that these little leg things pop down on the back and you set it down and it's level, which that was helpful. So anyway, he sits down. Okay. While he was laying there on the floor, I'm like, so how much is this going to be? And I can see that he's trying to remember what he told you because he first mentioned something like 80. And he immediately is like, oh no, wait a minute, that wasn't enough. 80. And then he tells me it's like 150 or 160. And I'm like, what the hell? Because I can tell at that time he's almost done. And I saw the little part that he put on there. It's like this little plastic thing. I mean, it doesn't look like a washer, but I mean, it's close.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he puts all that crap back together. He comes in, he sits down. And so I'm just like, so, you know, what do I owe you? And he was just like, well, he gets out this little calculator and he starts punching shit in. And he's just like, well, he says, I think he told me it was 130. And then he was like, but if you need a receipt, I'll have to charge you tax. So I'm just like, okay, I'm already overpaying this asshole to do this. I'm not going to give him extra money for tax that I know he's not sending into the state. You know, I mean, he's not going to send that anywhere.
Right.
He just doesn't want to have to do a receipt or anything like that, so that at some point, if something went wrong, you could like call him on it or turn his ass in.
Mm-hmm. So we should have paid him with a check.
Yeah, I probably should have, but no, I gave him cash. Right. I gave him $140.
The next time he comes to rape us, we should have a check.
I gave him $140. He gave me back $10. Nice. And so as he's leaving, he gave me his business card and everything too. As he's leaving, he's like, so is there anything else that you need me to do around here? And I'm like, well, I've only got $10 left. I was like, would you change a light bulb for $10? And he just kind of laughed and, you know, was just like, yeah, you know. But I mean, that was pretty much it. When he left, I felt
violated.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed.
I have the worst luck with people, with just individual humans that come out. We've had two guys try to do our lawn in the last year.
God.
Okay. One of them, the last guy that came, my lawn gets kind of nasty sometimes.
Let's talk about our lawn guy last year.
Let me work backwards to him.
Okay.
This guy came, he knocks on my door and stupidly I open it and you know, he's out there and he's like, you know, I'm looking to make extra money. Just want to rake your leaves. And he gives me a price and I say, okay, that's a decent price on it. We have a lot of leaves. Yeah, not a big yard, but a lot of leaves. And I hate raking leaves. Actually, I don't mind raking leaves. I hate bagging leaves.
Yeah.
That's the worst part for me. I can rake all day. I wake up the next day, and he's already at our house raking. And it's just him and his wife, I guess. I don't know. Common law or something. He's raking, and she's like sitting in the yard stuffing leaves into a bag, and their child is in the car. There's a baby in a car seat in their car with the door open while they're doing all this. And it was my day off from work, and I was there all day, and he probably raked from like 8 in the morning until 7:30 at night. He had to go get a friend of his to come back and help him finish. He had completely underestimated the amount of labor it was going to take him to get this. And he had said, the funny thing is, he had said at one point, he goes, yeah, you know, I know that there's a lot of lawn service around here that use, you know, we have a lot of day labor in this area. They just use Mexican guys, you know, and they're not, you know, they don't pay taxes or anything on that. You know, the guy's basically just admitting that he thinks we should build a wall around our neighborhood. And he said, I was just trying to, you know, I figured I'd undercut their prices and, you know, try to get some of that. And I said, oh, okay. And so while I'm watching this little methed out dude rake my leaves unsuccessfully, while I'm standing on the porch just figuring how long it's going to take him, the guy next door has a lawn service that comes out. And they pull up, and it's two Hispanic guys, and they're clad in the, you know, my guy's wearing like a corn t-shirt and jeans. They're clad in the Rat Patrol desert stuff. They've got the hats on with the stuff off the back. They jump out of the truck, run up in the yard, not saunter, not drink a beer, run into the yard. There are no leaves in this guy's yard, for one thing. There's no leaves. They came like
they've already last been week. There.
They've already been there. They cleaned them up. I guess this was a touch up, but they're like, and I look, and they got two giant garbage bags of leaves. And it's like, you know, where the bag is so tight, it looks like it's going to burst. It's got as many leaves in it as you can humanly have. Tied it off, put it out by the curb, and we're gone in like 5 minutes. And my guy's still... just forever. He did not make a good case for himself. I shouldn't hire independent, but he is still better than the other guy. The other guy we had.
Okay, but he did a good job and he didn't come back and go, hey, dude, you know, I underestimated how much this, you know, how much time this is going to take. I need more money.
At any given point.
He's the one that
got screwed. At any given point during the day, I was figuring if he came up to me to ask for more money, how much I was going to give him just to get the hell off my lawn.
Didn't you let him in our house to go to the bathroom?
He'd been here for like 7 hours at that point. Yes. Is this wrong of me? As soon as he was gone, I went back in and made sure that he hadn't opened the bathroom window. future break-in purposes. Yeah,
you're very paranoid about stuff like
that. I'm a sneaky bastard. That's what I would do.
Yeah, anyway. That's the guy. Oh, that's right. They came on a Sunday or something like that and were asking about raking the leaves. And like the next day you were wanting to go borrow a neighbor's dog and all that stuff so that the dog would be here when they were here.
Yeah.
So that they wouldn't get any ideas about coming in and stealing your comic books.
Shut up. I took a picture of the guy's driver's license, actually. Anything vanishes from my house in the next 6 months, I just go to that guy's house and burn it down. That's really all there is to it. Okay, he's still better than the other guy. We had a guy. What was his name?
I don't remember. Steve, yeah.
I don't know. I'd hate to impugn you, Steve. So rather than make stuff up, I'll say exactly what you did. Steve was a guy, looked kind of like the MILF hunter. He showed up and
I felt kind of sorry for him because like he had written out like these little index cards or something like that, you know, handwritten, you know, and put it on our door and all that. And, you know, came at the right time. People usually just drive by our house and like stop.
And just go, hey, can we?
Your yard looks like hell. Do you need somebody to mow it?
Can we mow or rake or set it on fire or bale it or can we do anything? Steve was good. He mowed the lawn, and mowing my lawn is like the one thing that's like my extravagance because I hate to mow the lawns.
You used to mow our lawn. I have an electric lawnmower.
My grandfather's electric lawnmower.
It's older than you are, I think.
Yes, it was purchased pre-1970. It sounds like a garbage disposal. It does not have a battery on it. You just plug it in
and carry walk the around extension with the cord,
right? So if at any moment, you know that when you're mowing a lawn, how you kind of can daydream a little bit from times, just make sure you're in the right paths. Well, if you daydream and you hit the cord, you will die. So it's a little more stressful than usual. But Steve was fine. He came out a couple of times and mowed.
Okay, I was getting to a point there. Okay, right. You used to mow our grass and, you know, you work hard all week. It's very hot. It's Texas. And, you know, you'd go outside and you'd come back in looking like you're getting ready to have a heat stroke. And I told you then, I was just like, look, you know, why spend hours mowing the grass, you know, getting all hot and sweaty or whatever. We both work. You know, let's just get somebody to do it.
Right. And so we found Steve.
I didn't want to make you sound lazy.
That's fine. I'm totally lazy about certain things. So Steve comes into our life. And, at one point, Steve is like weed eating the driveway or something. And Steve's weed eater catches a...
Okay, wait. Let me tell this part of it because I was actually here when it happened. Okay, so I'm home. My mom and sister are visiting from Ohio. And I knew the guy was out there mowing or whatever. And he usually would show up and he would weed eat first and, you know, all that stuff. So like Sarah's in the living room and my mom's in the bedroom and I don't even know. I think I was talking to my mom in the bedroom. And I just hear this, tink! And I'm like, what the hell was that? But, you know, it wasn't anything, nothing followed it, so whatever. And Sarah goes, oh my God. And I'm like, what? And she goes, that guy just hit a rock, just flew into your storm door and shattered the glass. So like, I walk into the living room and I look through the window in our door and I can see that the glass is just spider webbed. And so like I gingerly kind of open the door a little bit because I was afraid that it was just going to fall in on me. And the whole door, I mean, and you could see this one little teeny little place where the rocket hit and the whole thing just immediately just.
Yeah. It's the storm door was made out of the same thing that windshields are made out of. So when you break it, instead of breaking into big pieces, it goes into a million nuggets. Right.
Yeah.
Safety glass, my ass. I was out there sweeping glass for like 3 days. Okay. Here's what happened in the old days. You would break that. It would fall off in like
four or five pieces.
Giant chunks of glass. You stayed away from those. You picked them up. You were fine. With the safety glass, you have 1,000 tiny pointy shards, and they're pointy on every side, and they will cut your hands and feet and everything else. Maybe you survive the initial impact, but the cleanup will kill you. I bled like a stuck pig several times in gloves, just sweeping stuff up out there.
You're not supposed to sweep it up with your hands.
No, I didn't. I was sweeping it up with a broom there. So,
doesn't make any sense.
Finally, Steve's very apologetic. He's apologizing. He's apologizing his ass off because he's got to replace a door. And he could mow my lawn for like a year and not replace the door because he doesn't make much money. Although he does a nicer car than I do. It kind of bothers me. Big red, like double-decker Ford truck.
Yeah, you're remembering the wrong truck. It was not a nice truck. Actually, it didn't go in reverse.
Have I told any story on this show that was correct to you? Is that...
No, okay. You haven't.
Okay.
No, he had something wrong with his truck. I remember that. It didn't go in reverse.
You sure you're not remembering the Schwann's man? I had a Schwann truck break down outside our house once. It was great.
You came to the rescue.
I did.
And we got some ice cream bars out of that.
Yes.
But anyway, yeah, I was just making a point that, no, Steve actually was kind of, you could tell he was kind of down on his luck.
Right.
And he told us a story about, like, how much he had to pay in child support, you know, to that worthless ex-wife of his. And
so Steve decides that instead of, he can't fix it, and putting glass in a storm door is apparently even more expensive than purchasing a storm door.
I had no idea.
I could go to Lowe's and buy one for about $100 cheaper than I could actually put glass in the damn thing.
I really thought that, like, a, you know, a big sheet of glass like that would be like maybe $50. I really had no clue.
It does spend $50 in phone calls talking to glass places. So Steve has this idea that he's got a door. Because when you're a guy like Steve, you have a door. You have things in your backyard. You just have crap. Well, you need a teeter-totter? I got a teeter-totter. I got a door. So he has the door, and he spray paints the door white, because our door was white, and he puts it on. But there's a handle on the door, but there's no little thing in the barrel. There's nothing that locks the door in place. There's a handle, but it just
He used our handle. No, he took the handle off of the old door. But there was no... little cutout thing for the
whatever you call it,
whatever that thing's called, for it to come out and actually go into the other hole on the door jamb to keep the door closed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's showing this to me or whatever, and he's telling me that he's gonna do something to fix that. I can't remember, because when he told us he had the door, I mean, I didn't want the guy to have to spend hundreds of dollars to replace this door. He says, I've got a door, you know, blah blah blah, it's made kind of like this, it's all glass and everything. He's like, you know, do you care if I just put that on? I was like, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
And you know, he painted it to match and all that crap. I had no clue that this door was never gonna latch.
It's not really a door. It has no latch on it. It's like a, it's like my front door has a cape now, basically, because it'll just float right out there, and I'm waiting for the wind to grab it one day and just smash it against the back wall of the house, and we'll start all this over
again. Yeah, then you'll have more glass to clean up. Then we're not going to have a storm door.
No, we'll just have, we'll have two extra hinges on the outside of our house that we'll get to when we damn well get to it.
Yeah, but inevitably, I mean, I'm always getting caught on the stupid handle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, our cat used to actually lay, you know, in the sunbeam or whatever. And, you know, the door was pulled too. You didn't have to really worry about her trying to escape. But we can't do that anymore.
Mm. Since I started bathing her, she's thinking more of escape.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, any of you out there have ever given a cat a bath?
Not pleasant.
I had never even thought of giving a cat a bath. This is the first cat I've ever had that doesn't properly clean herself.
She's not exactly the Garfield of the bunch.
She is Garfield. She's lazy.
Yeah, but Garfield doesn't lay in a tub of lasagna. We used to feed her on on paper plates. She has dry food in a bowl, and then we'd get the canned food, because she really likes the juices on the canned food.
That's about it. She doesn't like to eat the food.
Licks it dry and then leaves it. And we would just put it on a paper plate and put it on the floor. And then we notice she's laying in, not like laying with her head in it, like laying with her torso in
the... She lays on top of that plate with the plate, damn with food, the food on it.
Yeah. It tends to make your coat sort of kibble-like, I guess. It's kind of disgusting. So, yeah, I gave her the old
shower. And she's actually discovered she is a cat, and she started laying all over everything in our house. We've had this cat for 3 years.
3 years, she was like a beagle. She didn't get off the ground. She barely did anything.
She would lay on the couch beside us, you know, on a cushion. She used to hop up in our bed until you beat the hell out of her and made her stay out of there.
Yeah.
You
say that as if I should feel bad about it. No, kitty cat had to
learn. But this is not a cat that you ever have to worry about jumping up on your table or your counters or anything like that. Right. She does not get more than 2 feet off the ground.
Suddenly until
recently.
Does,
yeah. Recently, she started climbing up the, you know, she gets on the arms of the chair and the couch and lays on the back of it, lays on our damn end table. And this past week has started laying on our kitchen table. So... my solution to that is to try to push the chairs in, you know, so she can't get up there, because I feel sorry for her. She's not all that smart. Reed's solution is to grab her and throw her in the floor and hit her on the butt.
Yes.
Which neither seems to be working. She always, end up forgetting and leaving a chair pulled out.
She doesn't respond to sympathy or torture.
Exactly. So, she doesn't seem to mind.
So I had to bathe her. Yeah. And she did not like it at all. But she didn't kill me.
You're right. She just
shunned me later.
She just stood there and like, meow, meow.
Yep.
But she didn't try to scratch you or anything, which a normal cat would.
Mm. Yeah, she's still not normal. Okay, we got one more to go, or two more to go?
Oh, yeah, we've got one more clip to go.
Okay, one more clip. This is our final clip. This is clip number 10. If you are playing along with us here, we'll give you the clip, and then I'll give you the email address one more time. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Lay it on us.
See, the damn thing came out.
Okay, hang on. So here's default. Wait. Default. It's a foot fault. Hang on.
Well, it doesn't plug into my iPhone very well. Okay.
I'm sure there's some kind of cord we can purchase from Apple for $100 to do that.
It's because of my case. I have an OtterBox on my iPhone, so nothing really wants to plug into it anymore.
You know, if you'd said those words to me 30 years ago, I would have just laughed at you. I have an OtterBox on my iPhone. Are you some kind of Back to the Future thing? Okay.
Now okay, here we go.
Here's the 10th one. Late 80s, starring a guy who's probably even bigger now than he was then. I'm just saying.
Well, yeah, he's much bigger now.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. There, if you've got all 10 of them, or even if you got some of them, email it to us. Give us all 10, or at least the 10 you've got, to donkeytaco@gmail.com. That's just like it sounds. Donkeytaco, DONKEYTACO, @gmail.com. Whoever gets them all right, if there's more than one entry, will draw for it. Somebody will win a $10 gift certificate to Big Lots. Where are we going with this?
Amazon.com.
Amazon, right.
Oh, they also have 69-cent songs. If you don't want to buy an album, they have a bunch of songs for 69 cents, which is almost half the price of the songs at iTunes. They're not all like current, like new songs, but there's a lot of them on there that I wouldn't mind having.
Are you dropping a hint? Is that what you want for your birthday? Oh, I can get that for
you. No. Yeah, my birthday's in 2 weeks. A little less than 2 weeks. The next show that we have, maybe we'll play, like, I actually enjoy hearing these theme songs because they remind me of when I was a kid. Maybe we'll play, you know, kind of like the answers.
Oh, yeah. We'll give you the answers next week. Okay, so this is our new podcast, which we still don't really have a name
for.
Yeah,
we need to come up with a name. If anybody has any suggestions, you can send those to donkeytaco@gmail.com.
And you could win a Kimball Swinger Organ 500 from the 1983.
From the Salvation Army.
Well,
whenever Reed gets tired of the one we've got here in the house now, maybe we'll
About 2 months, and I'll be ready to move it out somewhere. So, all right, we'll do this again next week. Until then, thanks for listening, everybody. Enjoy. Give us your theme songs at donkeytaco@gmail.com, and we'll get the gift certificate out to the gift card rather out to the winner, and we'll give you the answers next week. So long, everybody.